things you'll instantly recognize in Iowa. The smell of the fairgrounds, the beards in the East Village, and Ken, Colleen, and Kurt. Here they are on Star 102.5.
Well, if you got proposed to over Valentine's Day weekend, congratulations.
Yes. I mean, if you wanted it to happen. And
right.
You said yes.
Yeah.
Otherwise, sorry for a very awkward moment.
Yeah, correct. If you said no, call us. Please.
Yes, to probably the most of you. Congratulations. I'm sure you're looking forward to a big day.
Yes.
Take my advice. Don't spend all that money. Well, you wish you hadn't.
Yeah. I was surprised, but Valentine's Day is not one of the top three most popular days to propose. It's Christmas Eve, Christmas Day, and then New Year's Day.
Okay.
I would have thought
New Year's Day. Really?
Yeah, New Year's Day. Maybe it does 1201 quantify as New Year's Day then.
Okay.
Because then I could see it. But waiting until the next day after the celebration when you're all hungover and cloudy. Huh? What do you want to do?
And even then, it should be right at midnight. 1201's a minute too late. 3, 2, 1, hooray! We're all cheering, and all of a sudden, you're ruining the party by bringing everybody down with, I'm going to propose now. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, I do. I do. I mean, think, like, you try to hit that right on the button.
You hit right a thing. Like, if you hit the next day, 1201, that's too late.
Because but for purposes of the survey, I'll go with her, with Colleen's thought. Because I'm with her. Why wait? The next day's odd to me. Mm-hmm. But okay, new year, new us.
Right.
I guess.
And if you were hoping for a proposal for Valentine's Day and didn't get one, maybe you're dropping some hints. Apparently, 2/3 of women will drop at least one hint a month. Maybe even once a week.
Okay, that might backfire. Remember my story of when I asked, we were going to see a movie, and I said, maybe we should go look at rings. And he said, no.
Well, that's not a hint. Your hint's like my wife's hint.
Okay? Yes.
My wife, her brother was in the Navy at the time, and her hint, so subtle, was, well, he's going on a ship in February, so we either get married in January on my grandparents' anniversary, or you're going to wait 2 years till he gets back. Subtle.
Right.
Hint.
Oh, hey there. That's
an ultimatum. I was like, well.
All right. Well,
I guess we won't go see a movie.
Yeah, and your hint didn't work, huh, Colin?
No.
That was the movie. Good.
I mean, I sat there and see.
I bet.
Poor guy was just enjoying the movie. And
I would have said no.
No, he sat there and enjoyed the movie, and that's when we broke up in the O'Reilly's Auto Park.
Another country song is made. Okay, 280-1025. All right, who'll admit to it? You dropped hints. What kind of hints? How long did it take? Did you ever catch on?
Yeah, when you start saying things like, you know, I'm not a big fan of, like, diamonds. If I were to get a ring, I would prefer something more unique, stuff like that.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, if that were to happen ever in my lifetime, I would just want something that's one of a kind.
Why is she talking about rings?
Exactly.
I know. I would have.
Sports is off.
I would have heard what?
Okay, well then buy your ring.
I was like,
get yourself your unique ring. Remember when I bought myself that woman empowerment ring?
Yes. How'd that go?
I had to return it because I realized I couldn't really afford a woman empowerment ring.
You can't return an empowerment ring.
Well, I did.
What?
I bought it on a whim. I was just feeling empowered.
You know what? I'm gonna give you a little credit. That was empowering to do the right thing and take it back and put your financial situation in because you being in better financial shape is empowering.
Is empowering. That is,
that's right.
Good point.
Yes.
Good
Thank
point.
You. I don't need some ring. I got money in the bank.
Yes. Yes.
That does make sense.
I would have loved a woman like that. All right, Rose in West Des Moines. Okay, Rose, what happened?
So I wanted to get him used to, like, being engaged, having a fiance. So I kept using the word engagement for, like, so as many times as I could, like, fit it into a conversation. Like, I'd use it, like, dozens of times a week. Like, if I had a conflict in my schedule, I'd be like, oh, I'm sorry, I have a previous engagement. I can't make that. Or, like, I was reading a book, and I was like, God, I'm so engaged in this book.
Did he catch on?
So, well, like, a year later of doing this, before, like, I was committed. Like, I finally proposed.
Yeah.
So afterwards, I was like, okay. I was like, did you pick up on these hints I was dropping, like, this whole time? And he's like, what are you talking about? He had no idea. Like, it all completely flew.
That's great. Well, maybe it was subconscious. Maybe it worked that way. I mean, you know.
Maybe.
You,
right. That's what I was
Yeah. Well, so you did get married then?
Yeah,
we totally got
married.
Okay, very good. Well, that's good. Good for you. Good for you. Thanks, Rose. Appreciate the call. You have a good day.
Did you only hear the last 15 seconds of that? Catch up on the On Demand page at star1025.com.